Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Today's Need. Written by Christine Brown. Read by Rochelle Alberti. Give us today our daily bread. Matthew 6, 11, NIV. I remember the first day I stepped outside to feel the warm sun on my face after being stuck inside the house for so long. I'd endured chemotherapy and radiation treatments, forcing me to stay indoors in the cold winter months and avoid any prolonged sun exposure as well. That's why this special day outdoors felt heavenly. Taking a stroll around the backyard had always been one of my favorite things, but I never realized how much I would appreciate waddling out in my bathrobe and slippers and turning my face toward the sun. I still had a long way to go toward healing, but that day gave me hope. When treatments began, I saw this mountainous obstacle before me. I couldn't fathom reaching the end. It seemed too big, too scary, and too impossible. So I had to simply ask God each day for the strength I needed for that day. Then the next. By focusing only on what I needed for one day, I found peace for what was to come. Jesus knows our needs. He always has and always will. While teaching the crowds how to pray, Jesus said, "Give us today our daily bread." I memorized that prayer as a little girl and have recited it many times, but I hadn't noticed the version which includes the word today. Sometimes we can get overwhelmed with the big picture. When we focus on the problem ahead, we can't see how things can possibly get better. Jesus understood our tendency toward fear in the face of insurmountable odds. He modeled for us how to ask God to help us through each day. Reading Jesus' words about daily bread makes me think of the Israelites journeying to the Promised Land. They questioned if they would have enough food to survive. They even considered turning back. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you, The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. Exodus 16:4. God gave the Israelites what they needed to sustain them. In the same way, God will give us today our daily bread. The New Living Translation puts it this way: God will give us today the food we need. May we trust Him to be our sustaining source. As we join together in prayer, let's ask ourselves this: what do I need only for today? Is it energy to get out of bed, strength to face what's ahead, peace at work, or joy in a difficult situation? Maybe, like me, what you need is to feel the warmth of the sun on your face, reminding you of God's goodness, even in the worst circumstances. Whatever the need, let's bring it to our Heavenly Father and know that He is with us every day of our journey. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your presence today. As we come to you in prayer, let us feel the warmth of your love. We know that you hear us. You are a good and faithful God. Sometimes I get overwhelmed with the problems I'm facing. They are more than I can handle in my own strength. I want to pray and trust you to meet my needs, but I don't even know where to start. Lord, show me the next one thing. Give me what I need just for today. You are my provider. Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Your word says in Matthew 6:34, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." As I focus on you, help me rely on you to supply whatever I need right now. I will not be anxious about tomorrow, because I can begin each day with you. Thank you for offering peace, hope, and joy to all who call upon you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you His peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.